This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Continuing now with Don Gomez, a sergeant from the 82nd Airborne who served twice in Iraq, who's a spokesperson for Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America right here in the studio. Don, you know, I have to ask you this question. It was, I was looking at old videos of Richard Nixon talking about peace with honor and the pull down of troops in Vietnam and the anxiety about soldiers in the middle of a withdrawal, of not wanting to be that last casualty, that sort of casualty that happens as the mission is sort of winding down. Do you have that feeling personally when you look at this?
When I was there, I think this was a feeling that every soldier felt in the last days of their deployment.
Mm-hmm.
If they were there for a year, those last couple of weeks were difficult because you didn't want anything to happen when you were so close to coming home. And I'm sure that for the people that are over there now, there's something very similar happening.
So it does ratchet up the tension in a way.
It did for me. I was much more alert probably in my last month than I was in the months prior.
Let me change the subject here. You wrote something that was a total blockbuster, it seemed to me, in all of the coverage of the Michael Jackson death last week. You wrote a piece for the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans for America website entitled Moonwalks in Baghdad, which underscored the global profile of Michael Jackson probably better than anything else I read over the weekend. Describe to me what you tried to convey in that piece.
Well, something that was strange for me when I found out that Michael Jackson had died, I'm a user of Facebook and Twitter, and I was watching as all of my friends would either write things like, I'm very sad that Michael Jackson has passed, and other people were upset that he was receiving so much media attention. And specifically, people were saying that it's taking away from more important issues
like Iraq.
And Afghanistan.
No, and public radio listeners are all over this argument, saying, what are you talking about Michael Jackson so much for?
Well, what was strange for me is I was in Iraq, and I have so many Michael Jackson stories, and it made me want to write something, maybe want to say, people in Iraq are probably concerned with Michael Jackson's death just as much as we are.
But you weren't talking about being on a security detail with Michael Jackson in Iraq. It was the sort of references to Michael Jackson that you would see on the streets all around you in Baghdad.
Right. And what I was writing about is that I had this one specific story where I was with my squad searching a house, and this Baghdad family wanted to show their appreciation for us and make us feel welcome. So they put in an old VHS tape of Michael Jackson videos like Thriller and Beat It to try to make us feel comfortable.
And here's the situation. What year was this?
This is 2003.
So as tense as it could possibly be, the concern about, you know, are you going into a dangerous area? And from their perspective, are these soldiers, going to shoot us or what? Michael Jackson was the universal language.
Right. There's huge differences between a squad of infantrymen carrying guns and a Baghdad family, and they put in the Michael Jackson tape and it kind of cut through all that, and we realized, hey, this is something we have in common.
Did kids moonwalk on the streets?
The kids did moonwalk when we were on patrols to capture our attention. They'd start moonwalking in front of us just to make us look at them, and it was kind of a goofy thing to see, but it's Michael Jackson.
And it is part of that universal language. Well, Don Gomez, thanks so much for conveying those stories, both on the website and also here in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Don Gomez with the 82nd Airborne, deployed twice in Iraq. He's a spokesperson for the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. Don't you care?